Doctor Who and the Time Warrior by Terence Dix, read by Jeremy Bullock. Prologue. Lynx was his name. He was a microsecond from obliteration. A million miles out in the sterile black infinity, his starship sensors had warned him of the asteroid belt. His heavy, triple-digit hand moved just once, and the starship, silent as a whisper in the night, curved in towards the very center of the belt. It was a tired, suicidal gamble. An eon had passed since his first sighting of the Rutan Squadron. He had been making a flypast through the constellation of Sagittarius, where Rutan forces were reported to be massing, when the fighters had vectored onto him. Lynx was flying a reconnaissance ship, a lightly armed V-class cruiser. He had turned for base, engaging spectronic drive and confident that he could outrun the fighters. But they had stayed with him. Worse, they had outmaneuvered him, cutting off every twist and turn, seeming to anticipate every feint and stratagem he had dredged up from his long career in the Space Corps. The Rutan leader was an expert. Lynx knew the difficulty of holding a squadron in combat formation. But all through the long chase, the nine pursuit ships had maintained their perfect parabola, never varying by a single degree, never offering the faintest hope of breaking past them. Lynx had waited. His ship matched the fighters in speed. They had no chance of coming within torpedo range. Normally, in such a situation, the pursuing force eventually broke off the chase. In three galactic wars against the Rutans, as each side developed increasingly sophisticated sensors, Lynx had grown accustomed to these inconclusive encounters. Not so apparently in the...